Welcome to show number 35 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is up, everybody? Hopefully everybody is doing really well out there. Got a lot to talk about today, including lots of product stuff on the way, some National Sports Card Convention recap, among other things. It is show number 35, two suggestions from the fan forum, Kevin Durant and Frank Thomas. I like both these guys. Kevin Durant especially, he was on my fantasy basketball team, and until he got hurt, I was doing pretty good. But I think I eked out third place, one point ahead of my brother, so that was a big win in terms of my book. Lots of other things. In terms of our website, just wanted to let you guys know I've actually been spending some time on there, and the rookie Rolodex, I've added quite a few players there, and the checklist and review, if you go to the sports card directory on the left-hand side, added Topps Allen and Ginter on there, Exquisite Football, National Treasures Football, Topps Chrome Baseball, which actually comes out this week, so if you want to just see kind of that, just kind of a rundown. I'm not done with Exquisite, but all the other three I'm done with. So you can check out those and kind of see, you know, some of the old cards and kind of how the set has progressed over the years. That's kind of my goal with those. Most of them have checklists up there. If they don't have the checklist yet, I will be working on all that. Same with the rookie Rolodex. Have added actually some printable checklists to those. So you want to check all that out if you have some time. But back to today's show. Lots to talk about, including lots of products. UDX Baseball, Topps Chrome Baseball, regular old Upper Deck Football, Upper Deck Philadelphia Football, Donruss Rookies and Stars Football, so it's a big football week. And yes, we will actually be talking about some hockey this week, the Cup Hockey. So not sure what I'll be able to add to that, but hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit of hockey, mix that in. That's all coming up. We'll be, like I said, running down some things off the cardinformant.com site, including a National Sports Card Show kind of recap, kind of the things that went on there. And that's about it, I guess. I don't really have much else, I guess. This is going to be kind of our lead-in. I did watch, just kind of on an off-topic, the Ocho Cinco show on Ustream. That was kind of interesting. Chad Johnson basically filming himself in his dorm room during the Cincinnati Bengals training camp. So I thought that was interesting. He's spending most of his free time on Ustream, just kind of filming himself, and other players come in and they talk about things. So that's been kind of interesting to watch. And another show that's really funny that I don't think I mentioned on the show, this is for all our older listeners, it's on HBO. Three-Point Assassins on the message boards actually turned me on to this show. Eastbound and Down, if you play in our fantasy baseball league, Kenny Powers. I didn't know what Kenny Powers meant until I saw this show. He's a star of this show, Eastbound and Down on HBO. It's like a six-part series that I think is getting a second run. But if you get HBO and you can watch M-rated content on TV, then I highly suggest it. Otherwise, wait till you're 18. But other than that, that's about it. The product previews will take us a good while to go through, so it'll be a decent length show, I guess, and we'll probably figure out other things to talk about along the way. But until then, we'll take a break and we'll come back, and I hope you enjoy it.
Tonight
are back just to go over a little bit of things that I've forgotten about maybe on the last show. Hot and cold players, just wanted to go over those. I have on the website these. I probably need to go in and update these now that I look at them, but Matt Holliday definitely been hot since been traded to the Cardinals. He's been hitting the ball well, and then whenever you have a trade, especially from the A's to a nice team like the Cardinals, you'll pick up a lot of collectors that normally collect the Cardinals that now have a new player. Other than if they haven't spent all their money on Albert Pujols rookies, maybe they'll be able to hook it up with some Matt Holliday rookies. And he's actually on our rookie Rolodex, so if you want to find out what his rookie cards come from, you can go to sportscardradio.com, find the rookie Rolodex. He'll be on there. Victor Martinez, since he got traded, anytime you go to the Red Sox, you're definitely going to see a spike in values, and his cards definitely have gone up. Andrew McCutchen, another player that we've shouted out on the show, another player on the rookie Rolodex. So you'll find out his rookie cards on the website. But another player that we shouted out a long time ago, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know all about him. And another one from basketball, Anthony Randolph, from a local guy from the Bay Area. A lot of people are big on Anthony Randolph. I've seen him a couple times. Obviously, he tore it up in summer league basketball, but I mean, he's used to the speed of the NBA game by now, so playing against guys in the summer league, he's gonna shine. So we'll see how well he does. I know he got invited to the USA basketball camp. A lot of people are big on him, especially Warrior fans, as you know, if they're out there. But his cards have seen a nice bump. So that's all on the homepage of sportscardradio.com. For cold players, I've got David Ortiz ever since his unfortunate news, although maybe not quite unexpected. But he's on my cold list. I don't know how cold he is, but it probably will perturb a couple collectors. So you see his values probably flatten out. Yao Ming, he's been on here for a while, and he might stay on here. His career is in jeopardy. I have Michael Phelps on here only because maybe for a couple reasons. I know that he lost a few races. I guess he's human. He's not Superman in the water. But and also, there's more of his products. The Topps Allen and Ginter, again, referencing our website again, the sports card directory, the Topps Allen and Ginter set in there. He has quite a few autographs in this year's set. And so he has more stuff floating out there. And so that might drive prices down a little bit on him. And it's coming off all-time record highs when he won the gold medals and stuff. So that's, I would say he's not necessarily cold, but his values have definitely cooled off. Braylon Edwards, another guy. I put him on here because I saw that he failed his physical going back to the Cleveland Browns. So I don't have an update on that yet. But he had a decent season last year. I know the season before that, I think he had an even better season. He's a really good guy. If he can stay healthy and stay on the field, he'd be pretty good. And it looks like they have two capable quarterbacks there in Cleveland. They just got to figure out which one is going to play. But I have Braylon Edwards on the cold list. We'll update these. Maybe by the time you visit our site, we'll have those updated. It might be a little bit different. But Anthony Randolph and Matt Holliday, the hot players are probably pretty good. Those are four pretty hot players. So I would definitely check out their values. If you have any of their cards, might be a decent time to sell. Well, on to other things. Some news off cardinformant.com. They were actually at the National Card Sports Convention. I'm not sure if I say that right. It sure is a mouthful, but they were there. I think it was all 5 days, or I think it was about 5 days. They have recaps and summaries of each day, and some of those I thought were cool because even if you go back to like day two or day one, you can kind of see the prices on the upcoming athletes. So you could see what like Barry Sanders and Troy Aikman and all these guys were charging for their autographs and photo opportunities and stuff. So I thought that was cool. Just even though I was thousands of miles away, I could see if I had a bunch of money and I had the time, what I could have gotten for my money. So gives you an idea too. If you have some of these pieces, maybe you got them in person or through the mail or something like that, you'll see, hey, this is what a guy actually charges for a signature, and you might have gotten it for free or gotten it, you know, some other way. So that would be kind of interesting to take a look at that. And another thing, Jeff Johnson wrote an article on August 3rd. It was a note to dealers and promoters at the 30th National. I guess quite a few of them left early on Sunday. The last day of the show, it was Family Day. You could get in for a discount. And usually the last day of a show is a decent day to go because lots of times the sellers that are there, they're going home with all this stuff. They have to load it into a car and go home with it. So sometimes they might give you better deals because they're trying to get rid of stuff so the car isn't quite as full on the way home. So I don't know what the motive would be leaving early on a Sunday. Sometimes that's people's only day off, and it was Family Day. So the fact that some people left early definitely let the show off on probably the wrong foot. And so hopefully between this year and next year, the people that organize this and run this thing can kind of work some things out and hopefully correct that problem, because definitely if the word is out that people leave early on Sunday, you might as well shorten the show a day and let these people travel back on Sunday. Obviously, they want to get home maybe to open up or go to work on Monday. So maybe it would be better not to have the show on Sunday. But that's about it. We'll be talking in this next segment about lots of product previews and things like that. While you're at cardinformant.com, you can find all those kind of things, the sell sheets and some previews and other things. In the meantime, here's some music for your ears. Hopefully you enjoy. Product previews are coming up after this. Down some products that are coming out to the stores and eBay and wherever you shop for your cards. Lots of decent stuff for basically everybody but basketball, it looks like. So you're kind of out in the cold there, but baseball, football, and hockey. Hockey has probably the, if you have some big money, probably the best product coming out. But we'll start with baseball, UDX Baseball. Interesting product. 24 packs, 6 cards, 100 card set. Lots of other little inserts. One memorabilia card per box. This is retail only. That's why I said it was kind of interesting. There's no hobby, so you'll only be able to find this. You might be able to find it in your sports card store if they have go through a big distributor or somebody like that. But more than likely, you'll find it in the Targets and the Walmarts and actually on the Upper Deck store. It'll be $40-ish. $40, $50, maybe less, maybe a little bit more. But 24 packs, one memorabilia cards, $40, probably not the best deal. So Topps Chrome Baseball, 24 packs, 4 cards per pack, a 220 card set. You're going to get 2 autographs per box. This stuff is normally loaded up with the sticker autographs, so stay away from this if you're not a fan of those. But if not, you get a pretty decently priced box in the $65, $70 range. Sometimes it goes way down depending on how the rookie cards and those signed cards turn out. And you'll have to see sometimes later on down the road how that turns out. But sometimes not a bad buy right in the beginning. But it's also good to think about waiting on this considering they do produce quite a bit of it. And you want to make sure you buy it at its lower prices. You don't want to get burned. It might be a $40 product. I've seen this stuff go way down in price. So we'll see about this year. Might not end up doing that. But 2 autographs for $60, 24 packs per box, might not be too bad. On to football. Rookies and Stars Football. Donruss Rookies and Stars Football, made by Panini this year. 24 packs, 5 cards per pack, 200 card set. You got 85 rookies in this, and they're at 1 in 6 packs. So looks like you get about 4 per box, and it's at a $9.99. So each rookie is serial numbered at a $9.99, and obviously there's lower tiers than that as the parallels and stuff. So you're going to get 4 rookies, like I said, and you're going to get 4 memorabilia cards or autographs or the combination of both. So decent products, $75 to $80 a box. This is always a decent favorite with the, you know, the strength of this year's rookie class. You've got 2 good quarterbacks, or at least people that are pretty hyped about 2 top pick quarterbacks. You've got Crabtree, and you've got the Raiders receiver, who's probably a little underrated at this point. We'll see how that works out. But you've got lots of players there in the top picks that, you know, you have Sanchez and the other guy kind of setting a high bar for all the other players. So if they play well and they start to put up some good numbers, whoever the hot rookie is, their cards are going to go up quickly. So it might not be too bad. By the pack, might not be too bad. There's 8 hits out of 24. It's going to be a modest price pack, so you have a decent chance at either pulling a rookie or a memorabilia autograph card. So might not be too bad of a gamble, Rookies and Stars football, if you're just looking by the pack. Upper Deck football, 16 packs, 20 cards per pack. Rookies are 4-1 or something like that. And but the main thing you want to focus on here is SP rookies are 1-4 packs. So you want to keep an eye out for those. I think there's 25 of them. Those are the rookie cards that are going to get some decent values. Who knows what the SP rookies are going to be? Cardinformant.com may have that information on one of their sell sheets or something like that. So if you're really interested in that, check it out. But SP rookies, decent way to go here, because they'll actually have some substantial value. 1-4 packs, maybe not a whole bunch because they're not going to be autographed or anything like that, but over the other rookies that are just slated regular, it might even be kind of a not so good player, and it'll still have some value. So keep an eye out for those. 3 memorabilias and 1 autograph, so 4 hits out of 16. 1-4 chance if you're doing it by the pack, and you have a decent chance at maybe getting an SP rookie or something like that. So it might not be too bad. $65 to $70 per box. It's not going to be an extremely cheap product. So by the pack might not be. It's kind of right there with Leaf Rookies and Stars. You probably hit and miss with either one, and whichever one you feel best with in terms of packing it out. Upper Deck Philadelphia football, kind of retro, 1964, I believe, is when Philadelphia football had a release. 1 autograph, 2 memorabilia per box, 20 packs, 8 cards, $65, $70 a box, mid-range price product, especially by the pack. Not too crazy about this product. The only thing I'm excited about is there's some buybacks on terms of the original 1964 Philadelphia cards. I mean, some of them could be hit or miss, but if you hit one of the big ones out of that set, might not be too bad. There's some things that were popular in the 60s, I think, like some presidents and Woodstock and some other things that commemorate the last issue of this stuff. So if you're into that kind of stuff, Philadelphia, I would maybe stay away from. The price on that, I think, might go down with only 1 autograph and 2 memorabilia. It's the same price as Upper Deck football, and you get, looks like, 2 or 3 more hits in term if you count the SP rookies. So I would stay away from that until the price maybe drops on it. Last thing, some hockey. I don't know if we've ever done a hockey product. We might have, but it's a pretty interesting product, the Cup Hockey, I believe is what it's called. 1 pack, 4 cards per pack, $350 per pack. So this is some expensive stuff, but you get 2 auto patch cards per pack. So, and they're going to be numbered to 75 or less. Each card going to be numbered to 75 or less. So pretty cool stuff. And you'll obviously get some other cards in there as well if you're a big time gambler. Probably the way to go if you don't really care about what sport it is. If you're just looking for the big cards, that would be my recommendation for you this week. That about wraps it up. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Hopefully it helps your decision making. Remember, you can find out more about all these cards on sportscardradio.com. www.thebigwin.com, and we'll be back after this.
Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. I drive on the streets 'cause she's my companion. I walk through the hills 'cause she knows who I am. She sees
and
my
we are
good
back to talk about
she kisses
the wind. Number 35. We're going to start off with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is a really good NBA player if he can stay healthy, stay on the court. Doesn't necessarily have to play all 82, but somewhere in the 70-ish game mark would be nice for him. He's going to put up some really good numbers. We'll see if his team can ever do anything. But Kevin Durant stuff, still really expensive, still a young player. Basketball values tend to stay inflated, especially the first year or two. And then if they don't break through into one of the big-name players, they fall off a cliff. Kevin Durant's, I don't see doing that, but his stuff is still pretty expensive, not quite as expensive as it was. But you have rookies at least $75-$80. That's kind of the low end, especially the rookie year stuff, definitely the low end there. And then lots of stuff that sells $100 plus, $120, $130, and it obviously goes up from there. So not too cheap on Kevin. Obviously, you can get some base rookie cards and some serial numbered rookie cards at decent prices. You're never going to get one normally for 99 cents unless it's just your bottom of the barrel base rookie of Kevin Durant. But not a bad investment. We'll see if he can ever get himself on a big-name team or something like that. That would help him out. Or if his team could develop into a superstar caliber team, that would be nice. But I don't see it happening in the near future. So you just got to hope people keep collecting them and he keeps putting up big numbers and stays on the court. That would be your hope if you're interested in Kevin Durant cards. Next one. Frank Thomas, autographs here were higher than I thought they would be. Normally trade in kind of the $40, $50, $60 range. You could definitely score an autograph of Frank Thomas in that range. Thought they'd be less, but Frank Thomas is a great player. Does have his name connected to some of that steroid stuff, but you know, we'll see what happens with Frank's cards going forward. His No Name on Front rookie is probably one of the most famous baseball cards in history. Two sold on eBay within the last month, one for $440 and another one for $209, and that's the 1990 Topps. That's a tough card to buy. I would definitely not buy that card. Probably not the most difficult card to counterfeit, and I know there's plenty of versions out there, but if it's your cup of tea, kind of the oddball rare card, that's one of the kings of all error cards. I think we talked about that show way back on error cards and things like that. On a side note, I know there was some problems getting all the shows, like on iTunes they didn't all show up, and on some other feeds and things like that, not quite all the shows showed up, but I fixed that issue. If your iTunes doesn't show them all, on the podcast page, you usually can right-click it and like update podcast or get all, and it should refresh it, and they should all come up. But at least it did on my computer, and I don't think that there's an issue there any longer. Well, that about wraps it up. Last show was about an hour. This one, obviously, we cut short, but just wanted to get those product previews out to you, and some other website news and anything else that we kind of came up with today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Show number 36. We'll see what happens. Good place to, if you want to suggest topics or if you want to suggest players that we talk about or anything like that, the fan forum, I always put up a topic right after I post the previous show. I immediately post a forum topic for the next show saying, hey, got any ideas, anything, any suggestions would definitely be recommended, as it takes me a couple days to even think about what we're going to be talking about. But we'll have another show coming at you guys, hopefully by the weekend, or maybe by this time next week, we'll have another one up. Lots more products. It's the heat of summer, so lots of good things coming out there. The big sports card shows have wrapped up, but remember, you can head on over to cardinformant.com, kind of see their wrap up and things like that, that their experience at the show. I thought that was kind of interesting over there. Other than that, hopefully you have a good rest of your week. Take it easy. We'll see what happens with the rest of these football games starting. Preseason football, I'm so excited. One of the most fun games to watch. You get a good look at some of these rookies. You get a good look at players that you might need to draft for your fantasy teams and things like that. So always fun to keep an eye on that. Baseball, obviously, in full swing. Basketball is still a couple months away, but I'm sure it will heat up, as well as the products for that. Not much basketball going on, but we'll have lots of news. Lots of those will be like really new products. Obviously, with Panini kind of taking over the basketball, those are all going to be really interesting product previews. So we have that to look forward. If you're a baseball fan, lots of football stuff. The football is just touching the ground right now. So we've got lots of good football products, and these guys are going to get on the field. So we'll actually see prices start to swing and move on a bigger basis once these guys get on the field in football. So that will be really exciting. Looking forward to it. Lots of good stuff coming up, both in the sports world and the sports card world. You can keep tabs on it all here on the Sports Card Show and our website. The fan forum all can be found at sportscardradio.com. Remember, you can always send me an email at sportscardshow@gmail.com. And yes, I finally put a cap on it. We will be running the box break contest till the end of this month, and we'll be popping the box in September. We'll see what product we choose, but get your team names in, and we might carry them over. Any team name that's on there, we might do another one, and so we'll carry it over. If we do a football one, we'll do a baseball one, and we'll just keep the same teams and do that again. So you want to get your team names in regardless, and that about wraps it up. Hopefully you all have a great week or weekend. Good luck with your collections. I'm out of here.